It would be going backwards if the British government had the right to censor or redact any of the reports that the proposed historical inquiries team would prepare for families. It would be going backwards because it would mean that London would be able to stop any information that is embarrassing to itself about its agents, its informers, about the police, about the army, about the Ulster Defence Regiment. It would mean that families would never get the questions answered that they need. It's extremely frustrating after months and months, indeed years of work on legacy issues, that the British government and the politicians at Stormont still haven't managed to reach agreement that is compliant with basic international human rights law. It's not special to Ireland. This wouldn't be acceptable anywhere in Europe for a government to have the complete right to censor anything that in a report that it might find embarrassing. It would be an absolute negation of everything that we've worked for and the families have worked for so long. And they must be so angry, so ashamed and embarrassed and angry and sad that their politicians have failed yet again to step up to the plate. And what we're urging them to do is to go back and think and argue and decide and recommend legislation that we can live with, that the families can live with. The proposals as they existed would have been worse than nothing.
It's perhaps coincidental, but people will draw a link between the fact that this has happened this week in the same week that, having made one arrest under the new Bloody Sunday investigation, the PSNI have now confirmed they'll make no further arrests until the judicial review has ended following legal action taken on behalf of soldiers.
Indeed. That goes to show that this cuts both ways. The proposals that the international human rights NGOs and others are arguing for and that the families need would be supportive of both sides in the community and all sides. They would indeed be supportive of those police officers who were killed during the conflict, whose families believe they were sacrificed in order to protect the identity of informers. It's not a nationalist unionist issue, this one. It's plain and simple. The rights of victims over the right of the British government to spare its own blushes by censoring reports that include anything that it might find embarrassing.